Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jonathan, your host, and we'll be discussing a topic of how PTSD can greatly impact one's judgment for the future. First of all, who here experiences flashbacks from time to time? Did you know that flashbacks are when your mind experiences traumatic events from the past, which creates an image to allow you to re-experience them? Wow, that's crazy. I just googled that up. Feel free to contact this number, 546-365-5885, to be part of this ongoing discussion to share opinion about this topic. I've recently just read this book called Acceleration by Graham McNamee. It is about a protagonist named Duncan who discovers someone's diary that consists of multiple journal entries. In these journal entries, it describes the view of a psychotic man who stalks women in the city. Duncan gets caught up with what he discovered, and his decision was greatly impacted by an event that occurred in the past. During the past summer, he experienced an event where he was at the beach, swimming, and all of a sudden, a girl appears to be drowning. He realizes and does his best in rescuing the girl who goes by Maya, who lost her life, haunted Duncan with constant flashbacks to remind him the regret that he faced for not getting to her in time. Duncan was faced with the constant flashbacks while feeling responsible for knowing the information that can result in someone losing their life from the diary. His future decisions were impacted by his flashbacks, and you would have to read the book, Acceleration, to find out more. Try out Audible to listen to this book for free at audible.com, and be sure to try out the 1 month free trial. Flashbacks are also symptoms of PTSD, a mental disorder. Just like Duncan, people who experience traumatic events from the past get influenced by the disorder and makes it difficult for them to make decisions moving forward. Looks like we have a caller. Hello, welcome. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Edgar.
I'm glad you called in. To begin with, have you experienced flashbacks?
Yes, I have. In fact, they are very similar to what you discussed earlier.
Well, how so?
You see, I have PTSD.
How did you develop it?
I am a veteran, and I developed the disorder after I finished my military deployment in Iraq. I have flashbacks from time to time that discouraged me from doing activities I used to enjoy. I had days where I had ups and downs, and I could tell you that they were unpleasant to go through every day.
Thank you for your service and for sharing your story. I hope your PTSD can be cured, and it is a great courage of you to come out and speak to us all. Before you go, do you have any advice to share for people who are suffering PTSD?
Yes, always. Give yourself time to recover from the symptoms. Seek professional help and go through psychotherapy. Time is your friend, and don't try to speed the recovery. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Have a good one. Again, thank you, Edgar, for sharing your story for all of us today. PTSD could greatly impact one's judgment for the future, but there are many methods to cope the symptoms and recover from this disorder. That's all I got for you today. Thank you for tuning in into Jonathan's Podcast 101, and stay tuned for next week's discussion, Global Warming, at 9:10 a.m. Eastern Timing, every Saturday. Stay positive and dream big, and I'll talk to you all soon.